Hey, Master, can we go for a walk? Well, yeah. I know we've already gone a bunch today, but I'm just feeling hot and really energetic. I don't think I'll be able to sleep tonight if we don't go. Do I need to use the bathroom? No, why do you ask, Master? Oh, no, I'm just shifting around like this because I have lots of energy, I think. So can we go, Master? Oh, yes, thank you, Master. I'll go get the leash. Hurry, put it on. Okay, let's go to the park. This cool night air feels so nice. And I love the smell of this park. You know, Master, when I had my previous owner, he never took me to the park, and I had to spend almost all my time sitting inside. And except for my reading and writing lessons, he never wanted to play with me. It was so boring. He bought me for his daughter when I was really little. We would always play together. But when we grew up, she eventually moved out of the house and I was left alone with Master because she couldn't take me with her. I don't think he ever liked that. And when he gave me back to the shelter, I was really sad and confused. I always did everything he asked me to and never made any messes. At least not big ones anyways. I don't understand, Master. I'm a good girl, aren't I? Thank you, Master. It always makes me so happy when you praise me. But I spent what felt like forever at the shelter home after that, and I was starting to think that I'd never have a new owner. So many people would come through to look at all the other girls there, but they would always look past me. But then, one day, a person comes into the shelter to look for a girl to adopt. Only this time, instead of looking at all the other girls who always try to crowd and impress the people who come in, the first girl he looked at was me! And that person was you, Master! I must have looked lonely sitting on my own, away from everyone else. I'm sure he looked very shocked and confused when he walked up to me and started asking me questions. Like what my name was, and what food I liked, and what games I liked to play. And when you asked me if I wanted to go home with you, I thought my heart was gonna fly out of my chest, and my tail was gonna fly off my butt. All the other girls looked so jealous watching you sign the adoption papers and pick out my collar. You know, I didn't tell you this before, but when we were walking out of the adoption home, I stuck my tongue out at them while your back was turned. Yeah, I know it wasn't nice. But the other girls were always so mean to me. I had to get them back somehow. Sorry, Master. It's just, there's so many new interesting smells every time we come here. I love how foresty this park is with all the trees. I wonder if we'll see any squirrels tonight. I promise I won't chase them, Master. You have me leashed anyways. But, Master? Even though it's cool out here, I'm starting to feel really hot again. No, I don't think I'm sick. But I don't know what's wrong. Except... Well, it's just that this isn't the first time I've felt this way. When I was with my old master, every time of the month, he would give me this special stuff. He said it was to make sure I behaved myself. I never understood what he meant, but whenever he gave it to me, it always made me feel sleepy and kind of weird. Like, I don't feel like doing anything except lay around. But there was this one time where he was late in giving it to me, and just like now, I got all hot and... all drippy. Like, down there between my legs. like how I am now. But when he gave me the stuff later, all that burning and wetness went away. No, not the bathroom. I mean, like, a different kind of drippy. Like, it gets all hot there. You know? From my pussy? And it almost itches. I learned that word from videos. I didn't want to tell you because I didn't want you to scold me, but I've already gone through almost all my panties today because I kept getting wet. So, right now, I'm not wearing any at all. I can feel the wetness dripping down my legs. Oh, now I remember! When we were leaving the adoption home, they told us to pick up... what was it they called it? Heat medicine? I think that's what my old owner gave me. But you haven't taken me to the doctors yet, because every time you tried to take me, I'd hide or make it difficult for you. Which makes this all my fault, doesn't it? Master, I'm so sorry. I know that doctor place is just meant to make sure I'm okay, but that place just scares me. It smells weird. It has all those scary people with those cold, pointy things that hurt. But I promise I'll go now if that medicine stuff will stop this itching. So let's go. Right now, right now! Closed? What do you mean closed? Until tomorrow morning, at least. We have to wait until then? I can't wait until tomorrow, Master. There has to be something we can do. Something to just take away this feeling. It's like a burning itch right here, Master. Right below my belly button and between my legs. And the stronger it gets, the wetter I get. Yes, Master. I understand. I'll just try to stand it until tomorrow then. Can we just go home? Maybe if I try making a cold bath or shower, it'll help. Thanks, Master. I'm really sorry. Wait, Master, I'm sorry. Could you let go of my leash for a second? I just want to go over to that bench over there. Behind those trees and sit for a few minutes. Please? And you don't have to come over. I need a few minutes to catch my breath. And then I'll come right back. Please, Master? Please? I promise I won't run off anywhere. I'll just stay right there. Oh, thank you, Master. I'll just be right over there. Oh. Finally, a moment to myself. It itches so bad. I just need to use the edge of this bench just for a minute. Oh. Stop. The itching just won't stop. This feels so good, but it's not enough. Master's so mean, making me wait until tomorrow. And he won't even help me feel better. Doesn't he care? Oh, I guess you were watching, weren't you, Master? I didn't hear you coming. It's been a few minutes already? Oh, you came early because you were worried about me? I'm fine, Master. Really? I just thought if I rubbed my pussy against this bench, that it would make me feel better, but it didn't. Oh, you heard me saying you didn't care about me? I didn't really mean it, Master. It's just, I feel like you've been trying not to focus on me as much since I started going into heat. We can notice it when our master is acting differently, you know. Is it because you're mad at me because of how I've been acting? Didn't I do something else wrong? If it's because of how I've been acting, then I promise I'll try to... It isn't because of that? Then what? What's that smell? It's coming from you, Master. Yes, it is. I know what my master smells like. Why do you smell sweaty? And now that I'm up close, you're feeling really hot, too. Are you feeling okay, Master? Smelling things is just what we do, Master. But if nothing's wrong, then me sniffing you a little shouldn't be a bad thing, right? Okay, good. I just want to make sure you're okay, Master. But you smell so much like me right now. All hot and sweaty and... down here. Oh. Well, it's just the smell coming from down here in your pants. It's really strong and familiar. Well, see, I may kinda, sorta, smell your dirty clothes in the laundry sometimes. And, when I've smelled your boxers before, they smelled a lot like what I'm smelling now. Master, is that what's wrong? That you're excited? Like me? From watching me? And I can see that something hard is trying to poke through. I know what it is. It's called a cock. When it gets hard, that means you want a mate, right? And that's why I've been so wet too, hasn't it? Because I'm supposed to mate? Master, can we mate? Right here? Now? After what I did on the bench and after smelling you, Master, I don't think I'll even be able to walk properly anymore until I do. You're the only one here. You're the only one I'd ever want to mate with anyways. So, can we, Master? Please? I need you. I can smell how badly you want to do it. Really? We can? Oh, this is gonna feel so good. I can hardly stand to wait. I'm so dripping wet. But there's something I want to do first. I saw a girl doing it in one of those videos you like to watch on your computer. Yeah, I've been learning how to use those things. Forget that, though. Let me just... oh, it smells even better out in the open like this. It's so strong. And I can see stuff dripping down at the end of it. It smells even better. It tastes so good. So much better than when I'm tasting it off your underwear. You should know by now, Master. I'm getting everything. Okay. And then she just put it in her mouth, like this. And no teeth. How does it feel, Master? Ever since I got a taste from your underwear, all I could think about was getting to taste it from the real thing. And it tastes so good. smell is so strong, it tickles my nose, making that place even wetter. Where did I learn this? I would look at your computer whenever you weren't using it, and I found videos on there of girls doing this. So I looked for more and found videos that had lessons on how to do it. So big. You're so big. And it's so hot and hard. Master, I can't stand it anymore. Please, please mate with me. Right here, with me leaning over the back of this bench. Can't you see how dripping wet and swollen it is? Just imagine how it would look by tomorrow. There's only one thing that can help it. You, Master. I promise I'll keep an ear out for anyone. And to not make too much noise. Please, Master. Please be my maid. Just for tonight. I can see you need it so badly you're shaking. And how you're pulsing. So go ahead, Master. I'll even spread the lips for you. Please. Yes. Yes. Yes, just... push it in. Master. I can feel it spreading me open. All the way to the back, please. Oh, that feels so good, Master. I can feel it twitching inside of me. And my wetness dripping down my legs even more. Okay, do it, Master. Mate with me. Breed me. Yeah, this is so much better than grinding on the bench or using my fingers. Every time you thrust your cock in, it goes and hits something all the way in the back. I could never reach that far with my fingers. Master. Oh, this feels so good. The way you're shaking me every time your hips thrust into me. I keep squeezing around your cock, and I can't help it. It's like my pussy is just begging for more. So please, harder, Master. Thrust into me so hard, there's no way my pussy will complain again. And here, take my leash. You can pull on it as hard as you want. I'm yours, Master. Pull it on it and breed me as much as you want. Please, pull on it. Yeah, like that. Oh, my head felt like it was floating. The inside of my legs are soaked, Master, and I can feel you getting even harder. Does that mean you're close to coming? No, no, you can't come outside, Master. You have to come inside me. If you come outside, it might not take all this burning away. Yes, I know what that means, but I don't care. I can feel myself about to come. I've been holding it back for so long, but I can't anymore. Please, please don't come outside, Master. Freed me. Get me pregnant already and really claim me as yours. Please. Please, Master. Oh, yes, Master. Just like that. Inside. Come inside. Come inside. Oh. felt so... Thank you, Master. You came inside. I could feel that tickling warmth spreading inside me and your body shaking. You pushed so deep in the end, it felt like something inside me was gonna break. The most amazing thing I've ever felt. And look, Master. All that gum is starting to drip down between my legs. I can't believe how much there is. You really emptied yourself, didn't you? Oh, I feel so much better. That burning, the itching, it's all gone now. Now all I feel is warm and fuzzy inside. And really, really tired. Master, I'm really sorry about this, but can you carry me home, please? Thank you, Master. Ever since you adopted me, you've only ever been nice to me and spoil me. Here, at least let me lick this clean for you first. There, all clean. So yummy. All our juices mixed together. Right, I'll put your pants and underwear back on for you, Master. There we go. And now, carry me. Oh, so nice to be off my feet. I'm not too heavy, am I? Good. Well then, let's go home. Thank you again for all this, Master. Not just for, you know, helping me with my urges, but for adopting me and everything else. I know I cause a lot of trouble and complain, but I do it just because I want more attention from you. I was so used to being lonely that when I finally started getting attention, I got greedy. Yes. Okay, from now on, I'm going to be much more behaved, and no more hiding when it's time to go to the doctor. Besides, since there's a chance I might, you know, get pregnant from what we did, I'm gonna have to learn to be more responsible anyways. When my previous owner gave me back, I honestly thought I was gonna spend the rest of my life at the adoption home. So, really, Master, thank you for saving me. You're the best Master I could ever have hoped for. And if my tail wasn't held down right now, it would be wagging like crazy, because I'm so happy. I love you so much, Master.